It's the Forces Station BFBS. We're now joined by the chairman of the newly formed branch of the Royal British Legion in Hanover. And he is Dave Brett, a former sapper. Is that right, Dave?
That's correct. 26 years, man and boy.
Excellent. Well, listen, lovely to talk to you. I know that in March of this year, you spoke to our Jason Webster about forming the branch. And really, maybe if you just sort of give us an update as to what's going on. For example, how many members have you got at the moment?
In April, as you said, I spoke to Jason and the idea had been formed and we were looking at starting a branch. Since then, loads of things have happened and in a quick succession as well. We've now got 25 registered with membership cards members of the Hanover branch with a view of 40 people sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what happens to the army next year when they decide to go. So it's a very exciting time for us.
It's also quite unique as well, because I think, having spoken to you before, you were saying, I think it's the first time in, what, 30 years in Germany that a branch has formed.
Yeah, the paperwork side doesn't seem to have a lot of German registered documents to do the whole process. So we've been sort of at the forerunners of doing this with the district of the Royal British Legion in Germany helping us along. The Bergen-Homer branch as well have been fantastic in supporting us. And we've landed on our feet by meeting a very well-established notary cum lawyer who's able to change the documents to suit our needs and do the whole process, which has been, I can say, very successful.
And at the moment, Dave, I know that finding a location was quite a struggle. Whereabouts are you located now?
Well, we've moved from pillar to post, from renting a room to sharing it with the Hanover Rugby Club's sort of the events room. And we've been lucky enough to find ourselves a member who's got his own cellar bar, which can hold up to 50 people. It's absolutely fantastic. It's got pool table and disco in there and cinema complex. And a bar, of course, which is all the support of meetings. And, yeah, we're sort of in the centre of Hanover, so it suits all our needs at the moment.
That's absolutely terrific. Now, have you got any sort of events planned for the foreseeable at the moment?
At the moment, to be honest, for the last 4 to 5 months, it's all been social, as in networking, to try and get people interested, to meet each other, see what we can do, which direction we can go. And to be honest, in the next 6 months, that is my plan, is to get our first fundraiser event to do what we're trying to establish, which is to be a Royal British Legion branch helping others. So at the moment, it's all networking and getting together and deciding and planning, etc., and advertising in Hanover.
Absolutely. And of course, as drawdown continues, lots of people are returning back to the UK. But of course, quite a few people, ex-forces, staying on in British forces, Germany, and certainly around the Hanover area. What's the sort of expat community like in your neck of the woods?
Well, apparently there's supposed to be 3,000 expats. And with the help of a great Facebook page called Hanover for English Speakers, we're sort of drawing the strength of that into our branch. There are people that are working in Stellenbosch or working in Hohner, travelling from Hanover daily. And they're looking, you know, obviously they want to keep in touch. So Hanover seems to be a nice central point for people who have to travel a lot and get in there with the Royal British Legion.
And so if anyone's actually listening to this and in the Hanover area, I'd say a good way of sort of pointing them in the right direction would be the Royal British Legion Hanover branch on Facebook. Is that right, Dave?
Each branch has its own Facebook page, and so we did that about 4 or 5 months ago, and that's how we've met quite a few people and had people watching us, finding it. I'm always updating it, trying to let people know what we're doing, how it's going, and we put our minutes up there from the meetings, etc., so they can see the events. It's a great social media tool, and we use it to its full extent.
Excellent. Well, onwards and upwards, I say, for the Royal British Legion Hanover branch. Dave Brett, chairman of the branch of Hanover, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Andy.